USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are headed to El Paso, Texas, after visiting a hospital in Dayton, Ohio. Both cities had mass murders take place in them over the weekend. And on the campaign trail in Burlington, Iowa, former Vice President Joe Biden attacks President Trump, saying the president's rhetoric is dangerous. North Korea says leader Kim Jong-un supervised a live fire demonstration of a newly developed short-range ballistic missile. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaks about the effort to denuclearize North Korea.
We are hopeful that in the coming weeks we'll get back to the negotiating table to achieve that. We watch the actions that they're taking, the actions that are taking place inside of North Korea, and we are mindful that when we came in there was nuclear testing taking place. That has not occurred. There aren't long-range missiles being fired. Those are both good things. Now the task is for us to deliver on what the two leaders agreed to back in June of last year.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Ford is recalling nearly 14,000 2020 Ford Explorers and Lincoln Navigators. Ford says the vehicles may be missing the manual park release cover that keeps them from moving while parked. More than 1 in 5 millennials say they don't have any actual friends. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The recently released YouGov survey finds 22% of millennials polled say they have no actual friends, and 30% say they always or often feel lonely. In comparison, only 20% of Gen Xers and just 15% of baby boomers say they're always or often lonely. Researchers blame millennials' heavy social media use for their lack of real connections when they're not online. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro released the names and professions of 44 San Antonio, Texas residents who donated the maximum amount to President Trump's re-election campaign on Tuesday afternoon. A number of people, including GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, have called out Castro for targeting the president's supporters. Donald Trump Jr. reacts to the releasing of the list on Fox and Friends.
When the fringe crazies on both sides, and we saw that in the last week, right? You had fringe crazies on all sides. They see that. Man, now you're going after ordinary citizens, people who just are taking part in a political process. Honestly, imagine I did that. Imagine I put a list of, you know, Joaquin Castro's donors. Now, our people don't weaponize. Good point. Yeah. Our people don't weaponize the political system, you know, the same way. We don't do the organized boycotts that the left does and these kind of things. But publishing these people's their place of work. Trying to maybe their bosses see it, maybe their bosses have a different, you know, they're literally trying to punish these individuals. They see that also because they're scared of what we've been able to do. They see that we're raising a lot of money because people are excited about what's going on. They see the economy, they see the numbers, they actually see progress for the American worker for the first time in decades. Well, and that scares the hell out of the Democrats.
And finally, starting September 1st, FedEx will no longer deliver Amazon's ground packages. The announcement comes as Amazon ramps up its own delivery service program. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.